Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. We hope you're not sick of us yet today.
Third episode today.
Yes. Halloween is a packed time, so we figured get this one up.
Two for non-Patreon members.
Yes.
No. So, we had three today. We had SCS. We had the Slash Sober for Sweatshop. And now we have...
That's Patreon only.
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, the Prowler is Patreon only. You can go watch the Prowler.
Four episodes if you're a member of the Patreon.
Yeah. There we go.
There's a whole fucking lot of us today. Yeah. So it's hard to keep the track.
We're getting down to 0 hours. So yeah, there may be multiple shows daily.
Yes. So if you didn't already know, I am Daniel Shine. Joined by producer Todd.
What up?
That good evening, sucker.
Evil never
there.
Dies, whatever.
Namaste. What's up?
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to talk about a film that, kind of...
Near and dear to Daniel's heart.
Well, the original certainly is, and we'll see if the new one lives up to that legacy. And that is Slumber Party Massacre, a remake of reimagining, whatever you want to call it, of the 1982 Roger Corman classic. And
yet Sci-Fi called it a sequel. Go figure that one out.
Yeah, they couldn't keep track, so...
They could have if they would have used flashback footage to the first one instead of their little prologue.
So this is from
Hold on. Jay the Stingray said, "Hey, Big John," and that made me laugh.
God damn it!
Well, and thank you guys for joining us because I know this one was like super last minute. But we figured, well, shit, get it up. There's not a lot of reviews.
Dan doesn't do that a lot, so.
I guess it's shit on Dan Day. But that's okay.
Or Sunday works, too.
It's the Lord's Day, motherfucker. All right.
Fuck the Lord. He ain't real.
So, yeah, that's all right.
Preach it.
We just lost the evangelical fans, but that's okay. We'll get them back. So Slumber Party Massacre, if you're unaware, this is one or two. The Slumber Party Massacre 2021, reimagining of the 82 film, and kind of starts off in 1993, where there is an incident with everybody's favorite killer, Russ Thorne. Played by Rob Van Buren in this one. And it picks up to present day where the final girl's daughter and her group of friends go out to the cabin for a good time. And I won't give too much away. Just very basic setup. I'll tag you in first, Kruger. What did you think of this? Because I've got a lot to say about this one.
I'm sure you do. The characters in this, they're definitely not as good. Like, I'm going to be comparing it to the OG Slumber Party Massacre because, you know, this is a fucking remake. But the characters definitely weren't as strong as the original for me, personally. Even though they were kind of likable. The Driller Killer in this, though, I thought was fucking awesome. Like, the Russ Thorne that we got in this, I thought... He did a really good job. I just there was this thing he did with his face where he would just kind of give people a sideways look and just look demented as fuck. And I really liked his performance a lot. Unfortunately, we don't really get a ton of him in this. He kind of in the middle of the movie, we kind of switch to somebody else. And, that kind of bothered me a little bit because just I thought he was so great. And why the fuck wouldn't you have this guy, you know, throughout your movie? I did like the little perverse moments we got, though. Like, you know, they did definitely try to
It was a callback to the original killer. Yeah. You copied him, basically.
Well, not even just him, but like the little perverse moments, like the I can't remember what they called him, but the hand job guy or something, the chick playing with the little fucking thing.
That's like, the IMDb credit, hand job guy.
Yeah. Like that was cool, and the little perverse moments they put in there was worked for me most of the time when it came to the girls. When it came to the guys, I may not be the target audience for that type of thing, but I liked it at first, but there's some part, like, it kind of reminded me of Dude Bro Party Massacre a little bit when it came to the guys. Like, they kind of had that, you know, weird bro fucking mentality. See, to them.
I was thinking an early 2000s David Okodo flick, so I know Dan will get that one. That's probably
better. Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck
you're There wasn't any, like, showering in your underpants stuff going on, though, but yeah.
Yeah. I close. They seem like firefighters in the movie Titan to me, but whatever.
Yeah, so, like, with their, like, some of the humor worked for me, but I would say about half of it didn't when it came to them. The story I did like. I liked the little twist we got on why the girls are actually at the cabin.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool, but that's the
that first raised half a concern for me.
The first half of the movie, like, I thought was actually pretty good, especially one of the kills we got in there. But then, you know, without spoiling anything, there's something that happens, and then the second half of the movie happens. And to me, it just didn't work. I was kind of clock watching, hoping it would just, you know, get the shit over with, because I didn't like the direction they went with the story. Overall, I wouldn't say it's the worst Slumber Party Massacre sequel. I think this is probably above 3, but I don't know if I would put, I probably wouldn't put it above 2. And it definitely doesn't hold a candle to the first film whatsoever. I saw this actually pretty highly rated, you know, in on Letterboxd and other, you know, rating sites. And I really wish I saw the same movie they did, because I've seen a lot of slashers recently that are just way better in general. And I thought this was, you know, it's about average for me. Like, I wanted to like it a lot more than I did. And there's definitely a little bit of gore that got me happy, but not enough to make the whole experience enjoyable for me.
Yeah, yeah. So surprisingly enough, I didn't hate this movie.
Stevens, like, bumped it up a notch.
I will say I thought you that the I thought that the convenience store lady would have been a great chance to bring somebody back from the first film to have that role. You know, just a little callback. Because, to be honest, starting off, as I mentioned, Rob Van Buren, I mean, he just mimics the killer from the original film, and he does a good job. The I love you lines, there's tons of callbacks. We do get the drill. And on that front, I know a lot of people were worried Sci-Fi Channel. We get some pretty solid kills here. And I think that the lighting hid some of the CG, because it is there, but the way it's lit, I actually like the way they did that. It wasn't too distracting. And I think that really helped the movie quite a bit, because it doesn't feel like, again, Sci-Fi Channel, you think Atari
that's the one
level
thing.
Effects.
And but that's the one thing. It's really not a Sci-Fi Channel movie. Shout selected it, picked up the rights.
Sure,
so
sure.
It's not the same. It's a little bit
different. That's what I'm saying. It's not. Yeah. If you're worried that you're going to go into this getting what I think in most people's head is a typical sci-fi thing, it's not.
Yeah. I would put it. I would put it like with fucking the Leprechaun Returns movie. You know, like that. That had really good effects to it. And
yeah, well, I wouldn't rate it quite that high in terms of that.
Well, no, definitely not. But
yeah, I get what you're saying. I think that the sense of fun there, which is good. There's no, I mean, look, obviously we knew there wasn't going to be any nudity. There's not. There is a very weird censored man ass. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on there. That was kind of
strange. Did you notice that they censored it, but then there was a shot after that it wasn't censored?
Yeah. It's like, well, we can only show his crack. So, yeah, you get.
He started with his dick first, right? Oh, no, he turned around and his dick was... with the blurring.
Well, and that's what pretty sci-fi would do a lot of times on these. They just blur stuff that was objectionable.
Yeah, I didn't think... why can't you show man ass?
Watching Reanimator on Sci-Fi was always hilarious because the whole Borg scene, everyone's ass is Borg.
But yeah, you kind of expected that you weren't going to get that. So I'm not really holding it against the movie. It does
I'm
do
fine
like
with
a,
not seeing those girls either. Nothing to brag about. Well, I'll wait my turn.
It does a complete 180, which I didn't, again, I didn't mind because I knew I was not going to get that film. And there's no way that they were going to be able to pull that off. I appreciated the callbacks. Now, is this anywhere near the first film for me? No, that's holy ground for me. I love that movie. This did entertain me for the most part, and it moved along. I don't know. I thought the characters were solid. They didn't annoy me, I'll put it that way. I don't know if anybody like really stood out as like a really strong character, but they did a good job. I was not like wanting to slit my wrists like Black Christmas or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, this is miles above Black Christmas. Miles.
And the 180, I was okay with. I was like, oh, okay, we're throwing something else in here, and that's fine. It didn't bother me at all. And, yeah, guys, as long as you go in with your expectations low, I think you'll be okay with this one. It's not going to crack my top 10, but I did not hate it at all, and that's a surprise coming from me.
You were going in already, like, expecting a Black Christmas.
Well, I knew I was not going to get... Well, that I don't... Yeah, I could have
you
seen
said
them
that,
doing
Dan.
That. Yeah, I was worried about that.
That's fine, because that made him enjoy it.
Yeah, that's how he went with low expectations.
Ben Graham just asked a question that I wanted to ask Dan. The callback for the guitar. You like that shit?
That was rad.
Right? I got happy seeing that shit, too. Yeah.
Yes, and Daily Ghost had a question, and I'm sorry I missed it, Ghost. He says, has there been a Slimeball Bolarama remake yet? No, but there was...
Sequel.
There was Sorority Babes in the Dance-a-thon of Death, which was... I don't know whether you would even call that
it's not related
official sequel, but it was a cash-in. Yeah.
But no, but Slimeball Bolarama, there's not a remake. There's a sequel coming from Full Moon. It was one of the Deadly Ten. We're not up to that 10 yet.
Yeah, that one's still coming.
I think the Deadly 10 is going to take 10 years, but
fuck it.
He's stretching it.
Surprisingly, I love Slime Bowl-O-Rama. So the fact that there's a fucking sequel. Dude,
lower those expectations. No,
trust me, I know with Full Moon now, but like that's pretty cool that we're getting a sequel to that. I love the fucking little shit. What the fuck do they call him? A djinn or whatever the fuck? The little goblin.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Grimm, guitar versus drill weapon was a nice moment.
Yeah, that was probably one that and the kill that followed it was the highlight of the movie for me.
I actually quite enjoyed it. I was shocked because I watched it after I went to Halloween Horror Nights, so my feet were fucking hurting like a motherfucker. I was like, I gotta let this pain die down before I go to sleep. Let's try to get through this movie. I was concerned about halfway through when something goes down. I'm like, oh fuck, they're gonna lose me. And I still had a good time. It's not the best movie or anything. I just don't feel like I wasted my time. I wish I found the girls more attractive. I know I shouldn't speak not being like the most fucking handsome man ever, but I got eyes, I didn't care. I was like, these ugly girls can live or die. I give zero shits. Mediocre.
in comparison to the chicks from the original, I'm with you.
Yeah, and Daily Ghost, I like the chicks were just normal everyday chicks instead of the influencer types. I'll take the look of an influencer, but yeah, that attitude and demeanor, you guys can go fuck yourselves.
We respect women. Flesh wounds.
I respect you enough to be honest with you. Yes. So yeah, I thought it was fine.
I'm gonna start off with saying fuck this movie. Because we flash back to 93 like it was forever ago. I'm like, I'm fucking old as fuck. We used to flash back to the fucking 80 or the fucking 50s. And
it's
shit.
Pushing 30 years now.
I do understand 2050 is closer than 1990 at this point.
Yeah. You send in the text. That shit fucking hit hard. I was like, wait a minute.
How have we not discussed the penis man yet? Because I laughed my fucking ass off in that scene. It's like, do you want the penis man or not? this is like my favorite line of 2021.
Spoilers, Dan.
I know.
but it's not a spoiler. I'm selling the movie for sci-fi. So
come on. I honestly thought I was going to be the only one who actually liked this movie at all. While I do think the last half, it's not as good as the first two thirds.
Did you feel something was missing? Like that maybe we have a director's cut? Because I got that vibe.
I was like, did I nod off and forget?
No. Yeah, I just felt like might have been some snips.
Funny story, when I watched this, I watched it on the sci-fi app and I had paused it. And for some reason, when I paused it, it had totally skipped the middle part of the movie.
What?
So so I had watched it. And I was like, we're fucking missing. Like I straight up said, we're fucking missing something here. What the fuck is going on? And I ended up just restarting it next day and everything was fine. But yeah, I took the whole middle portion of the movie, which is pretty fucking important, totally didn't play on my fucking screen. So I was like, what is going on? So yeah.
But yeah,
The reason for everyone being there, well, before the guys being there, being podcast fans, I love that. The reason for the girls being there, a little bit of a spoiler, so we'll save that. But everyone had a valid fucking reason to show up, so I thought that was cool.
And I think this could have been a remake, like I said earlier, if we would have used the first movie in the beginning to frame this. It totally feels like we're trying to do Chainsaw Halloween, rebooting it, continuing off the first, because we have the same killer. It's the only one we have with the same killer, and we really don't remake the original film. There's references to it, but it's because of the twist. Yeah, it's weird. So I wish it would have gone the route of using that footage.
Yeah,
the
most. My whole thing is when they said Russ, Thorne, I popped so hard. I fucking freaked out because I was like, holy shit, that's the killer from the first movie. And at first I thought hey, this is going to be a sequel. Maybe we're going to integrate, maybe there's a supernatural element or something. But the fact that they just went full remake with it, even though that Driller killer is the shit in this movie, it kind of hurt my enjoyment level a little bit because I was like, oh, well, this is Russ Thorne, but it's not,
Yeah, the most important thing was it was actually fun, which I'll be honest, I wasn't too sure. And I was shocked too. I was like, man, I don't hate this. A couple things I would have done differently, but I would not mind seeing the killer from 2 in a sequel now. I could maybe see them making it work. It was good enough for me to be down with that. Again, I don't want to raise expectations too high. This is not going to replace your love of the first film. It's for me, it's nowhere close to that, but that would be almost impossible to do because that's just, you're not going to make that kind of film anymore. And but I would have liked to have seen somebody from the original in there just as a little sort of homage.
I kind of felt that too, especially with the guitar guy. I was kind of at first I thought, hey, maybe he's related to the Driller killer in 2, but he wasn't. That would have been cool. Either that or even just the guitar in general. I loved that they integrated that into the story, but I kind of wish I had a drill. I wanted a drill versus drill fight. That would have been kind of cool. But, the explanation of having a fucking guitar with a giant drill at the end of it doesn't really make sense either. So I understand why they went with what they did.
Yeah.
The shock rocker.
Yeah. And this is also, again, proof that I know a lot of people that will tune out anything from sci-fi because they're just not into the crazy creatures stuff. But every once in a while, sci-fi will put out a halfway decent, whether it's an acquisition or an original slasher. They've done it before. Killer High was decent. There have been a few others that just people don't talk about, so they're not really out there. But I count this among them. You could certainly do worse. I like this more than a lot of recent films I've watched, which again blows my mind.
Since you didn't do the other Slumber Party Massacre sequels, plug patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Yes. We have me and Todd reviewed the sequels to Slumber Party Massacre on there. So if you want to check those out. But as far as like, it, since you weren't on that show, as far as like it running up to the sequels, where would you put it?
Damn. I put it behind them, but that again, for me, that's not, that's still pretty good because mm-hmm. I just like those movies. I have a lot of nostalgia for them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, this, sure, if I had my way, there's certain things I would have done in here that they didn't do. But it's okay. It was a little different, but it didn't betray the spirit of the original films at all for me. And yeah, it's probably one of the more surprising ones of the year.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I thought you were going to fucking hate it. Like, straight up, I thought you were going to tear this motherfucker apart. So I'm actually kind of glad you enjoyed it, considering, you know, it's one of your favorite slashers. So
you got, if you guys want some controversy, only for some of you, well, obviously you can tell, but I think this is probably one of the better reboots of the year, or reboot sequels, whatever you want to call them, as far as franchise entries.
God damn it, Dan.
Yeah.
Couldn't leave it alone. Well, with that being said, let's rate this motherfucker so we can get in the spoilers and then move the fuck on.
Kruger, what say you?
I'm kind of tossed up here. Like, I'm kind of a three, but the second half really doesn't reflect that rating for me. So I'm going to go with a 2.5 out of 5. I do think it's better than Slumber Party Massacre 3, and I probably would watch it again. I think I need to give it another shot, but as of right now, I just say it's average. So 2.5 out of 5 for me.
Cool.
I'll go next. I think it's slightly above average, and I'm shocked how much I enjoyed it. I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5.
Yeah, again, rating on a scale, considering that this is, you know, B-movie, sci-fi channel, I think it was actually a ton of fun. I give it a 3.5. No problems wow. giving it that. I thought it was very entertaining, and yeah, I couldn't ask. Well, I could ask for more, but because you know where I rate the others. But yeah, there you go, 3.5.
I'm a 3. I liked it a little more than Kruger. I didn't like it as much as Dan. If it would have ended stronger for me, I would have rated it a little higher, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. Ben
Grimm's also a 3 out of 5. Smart man. It's shout. We will get a Blu-ray, Dan.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see if there was anything on the cutting room floor. Probably not in terms of content, but
I felt like I saw a kill in the trailer that we didn't get in the movie. And it really bothered the shit out of me because there was this specific kill with the drill where somebody's like face was spinning around and shit. We didn't get it in the movie, so maybe. Like I honestly hope so.
We got the back shot of that, didn't we?
No, I can't. There was a specific kill that we didn't get where it was like straight up drill sticking the motherfucker in the face and his face twirling around in the trailer, and I didn't see it in the movie. Maybe I missed.
There was the well, that's the spoilers. I don't want to get.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, get us to spoilers.
All right, guys, spoiler warning. If you haven't seen it, bow out and join once you have.
Real quick, Kruger, I think we got that scene. It was the back. It was right after the guitar and the drill fought.
There was a scene in broad daylight with the drill. That was in the trailer that I didn't see whatsoever. So I'm like, that's the one I'm talking about. But now that you're talking about it, that's my favorite kill in the movie is that guitar. Just the way the fucking he got it with the drill, and then like the guitar strings kind of went flying.
Yeah, that's where that was called.
and it just tore homeboy's face just right the fuck up, and you got this nasty practical effect of his face all torn up. I thought that was really fucking cool, and that was the big highlight of the movie for me. The other thing that I wanted to talk about in spoilers, when Alex finds that dead body in the truck and like his eyes are drilled out and he's just leaking all over her, I thought that was a pretty cool scene.
I'm not gonna lie, I laughed my ass off when the younger sister came after he's dead and she started stabbing the body, the mom or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. That shit cracked me up. So I'm like, that alone, yeah. I'm like, all right, I'm in.
I was surprised how many times it actually made me laugh. I was, you know, like I needed a laugh at that moment. And I was like, man, this comedy's working for me. And I dug it.
And the fact that they decided to go Friday the 13th with it, I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. They gave it away by showing her pants, but
I kind of wanted, like, for me personally, I wanted something maybe a little bit more original. I know saying that in a slasher movie is kind of, you know, it's kind of iffy, but I don't know. I wish that worked for me better because just when they threw his mom into the gimmick, I don't know. It just, I think it felt too Friday the 13th for me. And that's kind of, you know, the franchise has never been about that. So I was kind of hoping, I don't know. Part of me, honest to God, I was kind of hoping Russ was coming back supernaturally just because, you know, it's so different.
But, yeah, I mean, they could have made that work. I mean, I guess. I'm just saying,
if you're doing something completely different, mm-hmm. I'd rather you go full-blown, you know, balls out than try to copy another slasher. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really. The only thing I was, again, the nudity. Other than that, like, I was surprised at how much they gave us, even just the tone in general. It had that. I don't know, like, nowadays, I mean, younger horror fans tend to forget about stuff so fast, but I could see this being maybe that one that, like, oh, I want to watch this on a late Saturday night sort of deal.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah.
Well, I think it's just cool that sci-fi has so much content, you know, right now between Day of the Dead and, you know, this premiere and Chucky. Like, I think it's cool. It's a good time to be a horror fan. I mean, for fuck's sake, you know, we just got a Halloween movie, even though you hate it. Dan, fucking, you know, Halloween, Chucky, fucking, we got a Day of the Dead series going on, Slumber Party Massacre remake. It's a hell of a October to be a horror fan.
Absolutely.
All right, on that note,
let's get the hell out of here and enjoy the rest of October. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Dan, say good night.
Good night. You're also pretty. Very pretty.
Kruger?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good.
Directed at the chat.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
Mr. Todd?
Good evening.
I'll see you in Disneyland.